Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
1 Kings 13, from verse 1, the Bible says, by the word of the Lord, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel. Verse 2 says, he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord. Oh, altar, altar, this is what the Lord says. A son named Josiah will be born to the house of David. He proceeds to say the things that Josiah will do. Now you think that next month or next year, a son will be born and they'll name him Josiah based on the prophecy. No, that is not how it happens. You see the fulfillment of this prophecy in the book of 2 Kings 23. And it has been 340 years since the promise, and Josiah gets born, and Josiah does everything that the Lord has said about him. You see this also with Cyrus. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 44 and 45 about Cyrus and the role that God will use him for. God is specific that he will use him to bring back his people from exile back to their land. And the promise is fulfilled in the book of Ezra 1, 150 years later. You see this again with Abraham. God calls Abraham, and in Genesis 15, he gets into a covenant with Abraham. And he says, your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not their own for 400 years, and they will come out with great wealth, and I will bring them back to this land that I have given you. I will bring them back here. It takes 400 years for that prophecy to come to pass. You know, in the book of Isaiah 46, let's read it from verse 8. It's such a powerful scripture. God says, remember this, fix it in mind, take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. So God is able to tell what the end from the beginning. Today, God can tell what will happen with your descendants. God told Abraham exactly what would happen to his descendants 400 years prior. 400 years. 340 years prior, God said Josiah will be born. 150 years prior, God said Cyrus is going to let my people come back and rebuild the Jerusalem. It's easy to say that, so what is the point? God knows the end from the beginning. God prophesied these people ahead of time and they will do everything. God says my purpose will stand. So some people think, then I have no choice. It's either I am righteous by God's choice or I'm not. But that is not accurate. The Bible teaches us that God wants us to partner with his purpose. He has a purpose, he has a plan ahead of time, and he knows the end from the beginning. However, he gives us free will to partner with his purpose for us. You see this in the life of King Saul. God chooses Saul to be the king over Israel. And God confirms this by getting this confirmed three times. First in private, then in public, and then again officially. He is anointed three times for the position. God confirms again and again that you are king, that I, the king that I've chosen for this role. However, Saul does not partner with God. According to God's instructions, the things that God tells Saul to do, he decides to do them partially and carry out his own will as well. And then you see in 1 Samuel 13, he's having now, King Saul is having a conversation with the servant of God, Samuel. And in verse 14, Samuel says, but now, let's read it from 13 rather. The Samuel says, you have acted foolishly. You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command. So God says, I would have, my will was for this kingdom to endure for all time. And God replaced this position. It was given to King David instead. And the throne of King David stands for all time because it's the same bloodline through which Messiah was born in the future. That would have come from the line of Saul. However, he failed to partner with God in following instructions whenever God gave him tasks to do. You see also in 1 Samuel 15, he continues in this behavior. God has said, now your kingdom will not endure because you have not obeyed what I've told you. But in chapter 15 again, he continues and he lies about it. He says, I've done all that God has told me. But he does not do everything, because when people speak, he begins to deviate from the exact instruction of God. So God rejects him as king. He says, you have rejected me, so I will reject you as king. And from that point on, God sends Samuel to go and anoint David, who would take over the throne. It took years for David, after that anointing, to actually sit on the throne of Israel. However, the purpose of God will always stand. You see in the book of Genesis, when Cain is jealous of his brother Abel because God has accepted Abel's offering and he's not pleased with his own offering, then he's jealous and he's starting to have vengeful thoughts in his heart concerning his brother. And God says to him, you better be careful. There is sin that is crouching at your door. But if you do well, will you not be accepted? He says, let me rather read it. In Genesis 4, from verse 6, the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. So Cain heard this, but he still felt the jealousy in his heart was too much. And he took his brother and he went and killed him in secret. But you know the rest of the story. It was no secret to God. So it shows you that Cain had an opportunity to not go through with his thoughts. He had an opportunity to repent and say and bring next time an offering that was pleasing to God. So what are the things that you need to do to partner with God for your purpose and for the generations that are coming? Abraham had to act in faith and follow the instructions of the Lord so that his generations to come, his descendants, could come back to his inheritance that God had given him. There is an inheritance for you tomorrow, and an inheritance for your descendants after you, and an inheritance for people that you need to hand over a burden to. You need to prepare by following God's instruction. And that is the word bite for today.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.